Hi Steve, hi Daniel.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Maybe I can pause the recording.
So perhaps we thanks Steve for starting the recording. So I think we should go ahead and get started for today. So yeah, thanks everyone for connecting. I don't think we have any overall announcements to make. I don't know if anyone has any anything they would like to announce before we do our roundtable. Maybe one thing I'll just briefly note, as has been as was decided at the last meeting and also as advertised, we have changed the text around the deadlines for the computational frontier. So before, remember, we'd requested everyone to submit their white papers by the end of January, but now we have requested that everyone send at least a title and abstract of their white papers to the topic group conveners by the end of January. And that's now been reflected on the SNOMES website. Okay, so then I think we can go to the round table. And I think last time we went from 1 to 7, so perhaps this time we can go 7 down to 1. And I see Kyle and Matthias are connected, so perhaps could one of you or both of you give an update? And just to be clear, the thing that we want to hear about today, as was written in the email from Steve, is if you have sort of a list of white papers that you already have or expect, and in particular a list of key issues you expect to see discussed in the white papers that could lead to core conclusions or recommendations.
This is Kyle. There are some white papers that are been discussed that are kind of in coordination, for instance, with the theory frontier that are on the topic of reinterpretation. So those are being discussed. There were some that were being planned originally, but the kind of lead author dropped out after the pandemic shutdown. And then there's an effort that's going on that was in connection to something that with IRIS-HIP, which is about kind of the on a sort of cyber infrastructure needed for like a publication of higher level products and things like that. So it's like connecting things like HIP data and Zenodo and Inspire and etc. And what kind of infrastructure we would like to see in the future. So that's there, and that's being planned. There is more that needs to be happened. We've been kind of slow. We had this conversation, whatever, about a month ago, we tried to bring in some other people. Sabina, it wasn't really clear exactly where that discussion left. I think, from the collection of things that were submitted, whatever, a year ago, there are people that were interested, but a little bit, well, definitely behind in terms of trying to get that. My thinking on that basically is that we need to be really try to go directly as much as possible towards what the like recommendation things are going to look like. I don't think there's, but in our last meeting, we made various good suggestions about like connecting with the liaisons and the energy frontier and etc. And more needs to be done there. We're trying to basically get some other people involved in the effort, but it's not in great shape, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for the update. I wonder, as the sort of set of white papers and concepts are coming together, like you said, kind of organizing along the lines of potential conclusions, is there like a do you have like a list somewhere of these things that at least either internally or that you're keeping, but that could become public for people to look at where to contribute, or that's hasn't happened yet.
Sorry, is there a list of like the target documents that people would be contributing to? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or I mean, I don't know how you. Yeah, is there a way to?
I sort of had that stuff scattered. I could certainly aggregate that into something. Are people doing that in a specific way that you recommend is like the most efficient? Is it just like a Google Doc with a list of things, or is it?
Yeah, I think there's no uniform approach. So some people I think have Google Docs. Some people I think are using the Snowmass website to list like the various subtopics and subtopics. But I think it would be great, especially if there was a list somewhere, in whatever format that's for you easiest to put together, and maybe it could even be linked from this the Computational Frontier Snowmass website, so people can kind of get a sense and also figure out where to contribute if they want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And then I don't know, Matthias.
Taking notes on that as well. I'm glad that. Well, I missed last meeting, but I went to the previous meeting, and we are resuming these conversations now about how to move forward from now on. I think that topic of infrastructure for publishing code and data and all this is something that is happening. And I don't know if any of you are aware, but we just got this award from NSF CSSI for building infrastructure for nuclear physics, which again is not my field, but it's something that people is really interested in moving forward to do so. So I think this is at least going to be one of the key topics moving on.
Yeah, I should also say that recently there's been the kickoff of a large German effort called Punch for NFDI. It's a kind of terrible name, but it's sort of squarely in the areas that we're interested in. So it includes cosmology, particle physics, the nuclear physics, including like the lattice side and the experimental side. And it's focused largely on, it's national research data infrastructure. And they have some like work package areas and things that are clearly in our topic area, and I'm on the advisory board for that, and I've been talking to them about contributing to the Snowmass effort, and they've had their kickoff, and we've had two advisory board meetings now, so that is that kind of discussion is ongoing. There's not like a super concrete plan I've invited them to this one meeting that we scheduled for related to the sort of publishing cyber infrastructure, but their activities are broader than that. And so that's kind of an ongoing discussion of like, what's the best way to get them to contribute, but that's a very large, well-funded effort in Germany.
Great. Okay. Are there any other questions, comments, suggestions for Compass 7? All right. Well, thanks again, Kyle and Matthias, for the update. Unfortunately, I don't see anyone from Comp F6, although I'll note that there is an unfortunate conflict with an ongoing workshop that they're hosting. There's a quantum computing Snowmass activity that has been going on for the last 3 days. And I actually had to duck out to come to this meeting. So probably that's where those folks are right now. So perhaps I'll hear from them next time. Then I guess we can go to Comp F5. And I see Amy and Peter are here.
Hi. Okay. So I guess we'll just quickly show the topics for the white papers that we've defined. Okay, you can see that?
Yep.
All right, so anyway, so what are we looking at? We sort of narrowed, there are a couple of topics, I guess, that we initially pushed people towards that didn't really actually seem to work in a sort of bigger context. So we might, of course, there'll still be a little few sort of one-off white papers that don't fit into these general headings, and we'll see how that goes into the report in general. But we're trying to organize around a few specific things which we think factorize reasonably well. So first, okay, so there's this question of just overall defining what users do with data, what end user analysis is in different domains. This probably isn't going to be a standalone white paper. I mean, it'll be something for the report because we have to explain what topics we're really talking about. But we want to have this done early so people can refer to it and have that sort of, you know, things link into the bigger question of, you know, why are we interested in these in these particular issues? There's a sort of generic question of, you know, how the scale of resources that are needed for end user analysis activities. In some cases, these have been projected, like the LHC experiments have projected pretty well what their plans are. So this is really a focus on hardware. And of course, this can change in different models. So, you know, there's always a question of trading off disk for network. Of course, with more access to GPU resources, you might have trade-offs there. So that's, of course, a little bit speculative in some ways, but there are some reports already that are very, that are quite concrete anyway. And so this, of course, will cover all frontiers, and we want to have a close examination of the needs of small experiments, which are, you know, where in fact the small experiment needs themselves may not be small, but the and in fact, you know, there have been discussions of how one can sort of have house multiple experiments in particular facilities. Separate from that, analysis ecosystems. So these are questions like, you know, the libraries people are using for data access and manipulation, the languages that people use, and also the data formats. So of course, a lot of movement in this space has been driven by a question of how you interact with industry standards. Of course, HEP has its own industry standards, so it's this is not just a question of how you interact with whatever is hot in Silicon Valley, but also of the needed support for the tools in HEP itself. So one example here is this sort of sliding scale between pure Python versus, you know, PyRoot, giving and, you know, sort of bridging ecosystems versus C++ root. And of course, important thing, accelerator APIs. And so this, of course, connects a little bit to the hardware side is, you know, kinds of programming tools are needed to allow people to easily access the hardware that is available for them. Okay, so we also have seen recently, I mean, so of course, you know, interactive and batch programming have often been seen as very distinct things. And there's, especially in this modern age of Jupyter notebooks and various backend plugins, there's been an effort to try and make a smoother transition between, you know, prototyping and deployment. This, of course, requires support both from libraries and facilities. And of course, we know we've had things like that for a long time. There's, you know, been proof in root and things where, or even proof light, if you recall that, where the idea is to try and, you know, allow you to do something to develop locally and then quickly scale up. And to the extent that that is really being driven as, you know, somehow bridging these two modes, that is something that, you know, is a little, you know, is a bit tied to the ecosystem itself, but hopefully not, you know, not as much as, you know, to actually lock you into one or another. And this data set bookkeeping and formats, this is a broader question of how you track the data that you have, how you share information with collaborators on what data sets you're using, how you archive that information for long-term reproducibility, compatibility with FAIR principles, and so on. And then collaborative software, so code management, version control, And also, you know, I'm sure there's many other things that could fit into this general rubric, but version control and also how, you know, sort of individual and group communication, you know, messaging, telework, Q&A platforms, forums, how do people aggregate, you know, things like Twiki, right? Like how do people aggregate knowledge in a way that doesn't go stale and yet is useful for newcomers? So, so that's what we have.
Great, thanks, Peter. Yeah, this looks great. Yeah, I guess I have a similar question about like the plan for kind of documenting this and engaging with like the community. I mean, this seems like maybe a great list of things to put up on the wiki page.
That's the plan.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I guess you said it's not like one-to-one topic to white paper, which I think is totally fine. But is there like some, you have some idea like which white papers will kind of go into or overlap with various topics or?
Well, to be clear, this is sort of, we do basically want to have white papers that are focused specific on these topics. It's not
what- Oh, great. Okay.
This basically. So well, I guess maybe what was confusing was there are additional topics that fall in our domain which don't really fit in here. So for example, the thing we were discussing earlier was sort of real-time analysis where, you know, you throw away the raw data and the trigger, and then, you know, of course that's something where you need to worry about a lot of additional things that you might not otherwise. And that's something where it doesn't really fit into any of these because these are all sort of in this picture that you know, you don't have to worry about calibrating the experiment in real time. That's a different problem. But that's something that obviously a white paper on that topic would be quite welcome.
I see. Great. No, that makes sense. And so for those kind of topics, you envision they'll be like worked in somehow, either in this structure or in some like additional kind of, like, you know, other considerations kind of.
Yeah. As I understand the structure, I mean, we'll have a final, so we'll have the white papers and then we'll have a report, which
yes.
includes those elements. And so I think it would be, the report would include those additional elements.
Okay, great.
It's more like, you know, here, basically we have this stuff and we're going to match the LOI submissions all up to these things and say, okay, look, you know, this is how the stuff you are planning to contribute, you know, works into the bigger picture. And so let's organize in these frameworks.
Okay, great. Yeah, that makes sense.
This is Kyle. Can I ask a quick question? I was just curious from the things like this, you know, IRISEP, Coffee Casa, and the kind of analysis facilities discussion that's happening there.
Yes.
It's not, you know, it's sort of hits on some of these things, but I'm just curious what, I don't recall what kind of contributions or interactions you've had with that group. I think you know what's going on there.
No, that's, for example, exactly what I had in mind. about sort of trying to bridge interactive and batch types of analysis, right? So I would anticipate that there would be a significant discussion of that work in here. And of course that does sort of link to certain assumptions about the interfaces. So, I mean, it's, to the extent that they try to be a little bit independent of backend, we can sort of factorize it.
Okay. And then also, I'm just curious about in terms of like, you know, within Atlas, there's been a big push to try to get the analysis workflows kind of, you know, codified and preserved and so they're reproducible for like reinterpretation and things.
Yep.
That kind of fits in some other areas, but it also ties into this. And I'm just curious how, I mean, you say at the very top left, it says analysis workflow, but I think you mean that in like the looser sense, not like a,
Yeah, I think this comes to the issue that we've never really been able to define where we stop and you start.
Okay.
So I think it's a very important point that to enable good long-term preservation, you want to ensure that people are already, you know, when they start analyses, already starting in a framework that it makes it possible to snapshot things. It's not that at the end of the analysis, we demand that people take 3 weeks to rework everything so that it works properly long-term. You want that to be sort of built in from the very beginning. So I agree, in a very real sense, you know, it's something that has to show up here somehow. But I would also say that it seems that the actual requirements are more Concept 7. And so I don't necessarily know like where we would stick that white paper, or even if it just makes sense to have sort of a joint white paper on that. I don't know. But like to the extent that we're talking about what should we be encouraging people to do from the beginning, such that when they're done, it's, you know, trivial or near trivial to preserve. That's absolutely something that we care about. It's just where we make that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that all makes sense. I think somehow we should just figure out a way to, target where that kind of cross-referencing would be.
Yeah.
Some of that could also be related to things like industry standards, and because a lot of this happens in this kind of like continuous integrations style, you know. But okay, we can follow that up separately, but we should somehow try to coordinate so to make sure that connection is visible.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually, some of this stuff probably makes sense in the collaborative software. So for example, stuff like CI for analysis to, you know, whatever dimension you want, whether it's like, you know, building containers or whatever, that's really sort of, that's an environment that's being provided by the experiment. I don't even necessarily know if that goes in ecosystems or collaboration, but that's something that, that's something that's an environment that people are working in, right? And so, yeah, so I mean, that's a good point. And actually we should have that in somewhere. It's not just control, it goes beyond that, right?
right.
Yeah, I think this sounds really good to me. And I think for sure some topics can be emphasized, and the same topic can be emphasized in different ways from different topical groups. I mean, the topical groups are not independent, right? So I think that makes a lot of sense. And I also think that, you know, Kyle mentioned IrisHub. So one of the things that also probably useful to mention is not just like documenting like where things are done now, but me thinking also a bit about like the long-term need for things like software institutes, which I think is probably critical for some of these topics. Mm-hmm. Waheed, I see you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it was related to that kind of point, actually. So we actually have a suggested topic in our area of analysis facilities.
Yeah.
So that sort of like strongly overlaps with that, with Kyle's previous question about that aspect. And so, yeah, it would be good to have the same discussion rather than your group staying away from interface questions and just.
I think we would very much want to have that. I think on our side we would sort of, I think we would sort of imagine, okay, this for example, the scale thing was intended to actually be fairly cursory, and if that's something where it really makes sense to have that discussion on your side, I mean, I think it clearly does. Then, you know, from our side, I think there's always this conceptual question, right? Do we want to centralize? Do we want to decentralize? And that discussion has been ping-ponging back and forth for decades, as far as I can tell. So I think it's some of it is you know, a technical issue, which is, I guess, more your side, but that's obviously something I think we should be working together on.
Okay, great. Other questions, thoughts, suggestions for Compa 5?
Have you given any thought to what your overall conclusions or concerns might be?
I think we have, and so far the problem is that they're extremely confused, because I mean, other than, you know, I think fairly clear things like, you know, software needs support and people need, you know, like the experiments need people who are able to devote their time and without worrying that they're, you know, their contracts are going to run out, you know, in a short time period. The issue is that there's a lot of sort of very enthusiastic directions that people are pursuing, which are very interesting and potentially important, but not, I would say most of them, it's not super clear that they totally, that, you know, we should drop everything and work on this particular thing, if that makes sense. And so I think we, you know, maybe as we get through this, a bit more of a consensus will build up. But like, as I mentioned, right, the issue of centralizing analysis versus I want to run this thing, the final plots on my laptop, I mean, that's been ping-ponging back and forth since forever, right?
Okay, thanks.
I have one quick thing. I'm trying to find the link for it, but in the, you know, one of the developments that happened right before we went on pause was that the HEPAP had the Committee of Visitors report. Mm-hmm. And I was leading the, like, you know, computational and machine learning, whatever stuff. And we basically got one recommendation into the high level thing to, you know, to DOE. And it was, and one of the, I'll try to find it here, but one of the points was about trying to figure out a way to balance the research that's going into, like, future facilities, like, for instance, like high luminosity LHC stuff, and things for, like, existing operations. And I think that, you know, that gets tied to lots of different things in terms of, you know, jobs and et cetera. But that was one thing that we really focused on. So I don't know, I can see that how that ties into your area as well. So
yeah, no, I mean, that's absolutely fair. And of course, that's a future question as well. You know, we get to HLHC and then we'll have whatever fancy things, and then we'll need to make sure those are supported while, you know, people think about the future then, right? So it's I guess in the computing frontier, more so than some others, the future arrives soon. So.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, indeed, it would be great, Kyle, if you could send it around. We can put it in the minutes. Okay. Well, thanks again, Peter. And then we can move to comp F4. And I see, yeah, we have Wahid and Meifeng. So I don't know who wants to give the update. Ah, okay. So Wahid has to leave. So there we go.
Right. So we don't have any slides, but I can give a very quick update. So our white papers, we imagine our white papers will be centered around six topics. So we have networking, edge services, analysis facilities. So this is where the overlap with the COM F6, I guess, or five, the one that was discussed earlier. Will be, and also have a topic on storage, and then AI hardware, and then the last one is processing. So we have identified some subtopic needs on each of these topics, and most of them. So we send invitations to them, and most of them have accepted. Agreed to help. Write some sections of the report and coordinate the white paper submissions. And then we'll also send an email to the COM F4 mailing list to ask people to submit the white papers on these six topics. And then we're going to organize a meeting with all these subtopic leads just to coordinate and see what we should do next. So that's what we have so far.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. So sort of like with the other Tableau groups, I wonder if it makes sense to put the subtopics on the Snowmass website, and also maybe we can, once you have the contacts, so people could know like who to reach out to if they want to participate in one of those efforts.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Cool. And if we should make sure we give you access. We get if you don't have access already, we should make sure we get you edit access. We can follow up offline if you don't have it.
Okay.
Okay, great. Other yeah, questions, comments, thoughts for Comp4? Okay, well, thanks again, Meifeng. So now we can go to Comp F3. And I think Comp F3 wins the prize for having everyone here. At least I won at some point, saw everyone. So I don't know who was going to give the update.
I can summarize what we've been up to. This is Daniel.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yeah, so as a reminder, we've broken up our broad topic into 5 or 6 categories. And we organized all the LOIs that were submitted earlier this year into those categories. And then we tried to group those folks who submitted LOIs together and encourage them to talk about writing white papers together. So we've sort of gone top down and now we're working bottom up. And we've coalesced those efforts into quite a number of white papers and those folks. And we have a lead author for each of those who we can nag for updates and harass to get things going. So in almost every case, we have a good number of white papers to cover the topics and folks who are working on them. We haven't stressed a deadline of late January. Some folks say their white papers will be in February, maybe in March. And so things seem to have picked up again. There are a couple spots where we're still looking for somebody to lead an effort or where we don't have anything specific yet, but we're working on finding people to fill those gaps.
Okay, awesome. And I wonder kind of similarly if it would make sense to put those the core areas and the maybe even the context on the Snowmass page.
Yeah, one thing we've been wondering about is if there are people who want to get involved who weren't swept up at the early efforts about a year ago to get to capture people. And so we have currently a Google Doc with that list of topics and contact lists. Anybody can put their email address onto a white paper. We haven't put it on the Snowmass web page yet, but perhaps that's a good idea. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, if you have a Google Doc, then that seems like a natural thing to link from the website. So people could, like you said, you could get people who maybe weren't part of the original. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, questions, thoughts, comments for Comp F3? All right, thanks again, Daniel. So now we can go to Comp F2, and I actually don't see anyone from Comp F2, unfortunately.
It seems to me that I will have to contact my former colleagues, my former Comp F2 colleagues.
Yeah, I think that would be good. We can follow up offline with them. Okay, so then maybe we just jump right to Comp F1. And I saw a few people. So Walter, at least.
Yes, just Walter. Petson and Giuseppe joined, but he had to leave.
I see. Petson, okay. Trying to make it.
But we started this Google Doc where we started with a summary, basically a little summary paragraph to then expand and see what kind of LOIs we want to turn into white papers. We sent this to our Comp F1 mailing list and Slack channel. We have not received any, you know, and we were requesting feedback or people who may want to contribute to the document and to LOIs. We haven't heard back we're gonna have a meeting in about a week and a half, I think, or a little earlier, to amongst the three of us to think about how we proceed. One thing we were considering doing is contacting the various LOI writers and groups that may fit particular topics in our Google Doc. But we haven't gotten to doing this. We discussed this, I think, maybe about 2 weeks ago, a week ago, and we just haven't gotten to it. But we plan to have a more concrete plan in about a week and a half.
Okay, awesome. And I guess, yeah, similarly, if you have already this some structure, maybe it would be a natural thing to put on the website.
Yes, I'll check if we did this. I think we discussed it, but I'm not sure if it's actually there. But
you know, yeah, I was just looking and I didn't obviously see it, but maybe I was too quick.
Okay, no, then we'll add it.
Okay, great. Are there any questions or thoughts, suggestions for CompF1? All right. Well, thanks again, Walter. So it sounds like we've got we're making some good progress across the board. So we are there's not a lot of time between now and the end of January when we want to have at least the kind of white paper solidified. But I think we're making good progress in that direction. I also want to now give a chance to the liaisons to give any updates if there's anything to report from their frontiers. And I see we have a few. So we have Steve, Alex, Peter, Mike, and Darren. I think that's the ones I catch. So if anyone would like to give an update, please, just go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
I've been involved with this planning for the meeting at the Kavli Institute of Theoretical Physics in Santa Barbara. Theory group is planning a workshop there in mid-February. And as a liaison, I'm suggested a speaker or two for a talk that tells the theorists about what's going on in the computational frontier.
Okay, yeah, fantastic.
Who's next?
Alex, I think you were
yeah, so we're now set on a date for the follow-up meeting between Neutrino Frontier and Computational Frontier. So that's this time slot in 2 weeks on the 17th. I'm going to be working on organizing advertisements of that pretty soon.
Great. Yeah, thanks, Alex. So I think we'll advertise also. I mean, this time slot is hopefully already reserved for everyone. So I hope we'll have some good participation from all of us. But yeah, I think that would be an interesting discussion. So we won't have a regular meeting in 2 weeks. We'll have a joint discussion with the Neutrino Frontier leadership.
And 2 weeks after that is New Year's Eve, but we're not planning on actually having a meeting then. I didn't know how to skip a meeting in the regular scheduling.
Okay, yeah, I assume that everyone will know not to come to that meeting. Okay, are there any other liaisons want to give an update?
No, I'm still getting in touch with the Energy Frontier folks.
Okay.
This is Darren. For instrumentation, there was a kind of a white paper kickoff, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, just before Thanksgiving. So each of the subgroups there, including TDEC, which I'm a part of, gave their spiel, but otherwise nothing new to report since the last time. Mentioned a little bit overlap with machine learning, and that's been ongoing.
Great, thanks, Darren. Okay, well, I think that is the end of the content. Is there anything else that anyone would like to discuss while we are all here?
Can you just say again what your thoughts about the timing were? I got I mean, January, you're saying, is basically nailed down what the list of target white papers are with, like, you know, titles and maybe an abstract or something.
Right. So the timeline is that we're asking everyone to have submitted title and abstract of white papers to all of you by the end of January. And then the actual white papers are due in mid-March. But of course, that's from the community side, but then from the top of a group leadership side, you know, I would not wait until then to start thinking about like the structure of your reports. And in fact, that's one of the things we were kind of hoping that these discussions will help kind of formulate what those would look like. And I think we've already seen across the top of groups that like some clear, like annotated outlines are coming together. And so I think that's the kind of thing that would be good to develop in parallel. We haven't laid out a timeline yet for all of you. If it would be helpful, we can propose, you know, a template or something that would help see what the arc would be from here until the reports are due in next year. But also, I think it's, you know, if you have your own vision of how to do that, that's also fine. Did that answer your question, great. Kyle? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Anything else? I don't know, Steve or Daniel, if you wanted to add anything.
No, I think we were very efficient today.
I don't think so.
Okay, great. So I think then let's end the meeting. We'll meet again in 2 weeks. We'll have this joint meeting with the Neutrino Frontier. Thank you everyone for connecting. Maybe Steve and Daniel, can you stay on for a few minutes?
That's the plan.
Sure.
Okay, very good. Take care, everyone.
Bye.